Kakalosh Bokatosh Shavuot, we're just going to continue with Halachot of the Kaparot, the Siman Tafresh Hei. If you remember, we mentioned the entire concept that there was a minhag, even though it was against the Maran, that even Edot Mizrach, Moroccans, everybody, all Ashkenazim, the Ashkenazim for sure, but it's brought down in the Ramah, that they all used to do Kaparot with chickens, with the Tarnagolim, with the roosters. So obviously they would take a male for a male and female for a female. Now it says over here in the Ramah that we're talking about that for a woman, right, that she's going to be pregnant, she would usually take two tarnegolim. One, a tarnegol, maybe the child, the fetus is a boy, and the tarnegolet for her and for the child if it's a female. However, though, he says that technically there is a minhag of actually taking two different ones, which means is that one for herself and then dividing one for her, one for the child if it's a girl, one for the child if it's a male, and therefore you're going to have for a pregnant woman three different kaparot. However, though, bediava, what does that mean? In a case where a person does not have the money, for sure they could even do one chicken for all the three. That's what we're actually saying, right, that you're allowed to do. Now, this entire concept of kaparot was very, very interesting. There was a minhag that some people used to come, and they used to, as if to say, do semicha, which means they used to lean on the chicken as if to say that they're, it's like a korban, right? And therefore, they used to come and they used to confess. Because remember, whatever is happening to the chicken was actually happening to us. So therefore, he says, though, however, though, that the Mishabra brings down Sivka Danchet, and that's also is brought down the Chazon Ovadia Mudresh Kavav, that that's not our minhag and that you shouldn't be doing it. One of the reasons not to do it is that it looks as if to say that you're bringing Kodshim and you're slaughtering it outside. Now, even though remember that the Tarnegol is never any way brought to the Mizbeach, and whenever you're talking about things which are brought to the Mizbeach, it's only going to be the animals, the domesticated animals, or even birds, but you don't bring a chicken, still it was better to refrain from doing it, especially that it's on a Pia Kabbalah as well. So therefore, you don't lean on the animal. Now, the Mishabra does also bring down another interesting concept. He says, what was the custom? Sometimes they used to come, they used to do the kaparot, and then they used to give it to poor people. He says, you should be careful how you give it to the poor people. He says, why? But sometimes a poor person is going to think, listen, what's going on over here? This guy comes, he puts all his zavirot on this chicken, and now he's giving me the chicken. You understand? Like, is it to say, like, you know, well, what's he giving me here? He's giving me all his zavirot. You know, so therefore, some people, they used to sell it, take the money, and then give that money to the poor people. However, other people, the needy people, they did want that money because at the end of the day, instead of them coming and now buying a chicken and going through the entire process, it's already done for them. However, though, nowadays, we already did explain that sometimes it might be even better to do it with money. And the reason why is because, first of all, there's a problem of the shechita. What does that mean? Many times these people, the shochatim, they're coming and they're slaughtering one after another, one after another, one after another. They're slaughtering so many that they can't even feel their fingers anymore. And therefore, what happens is that how do they even check the knives? How do they check the things? So therefore, if you're going to go to a place where you realize already or you think, you're going to suspect that the shechita is not done properly, it's better not to do it at all with chickens. Another problem also that arises nowadays is, what do they do with the chickens? So once upon a time, and if you remember, I did tell you, I still remember until today in Venezuela, what they used to do was, is they used to come, and right after doing the shechita, they used to pluck the feathers, and they used to salt it, they used to prepare the chickens, and then either the community used to eat it, or they used to give it to the poor people, 100%. Here though, I did hear that there is a problem, that what happens is nobody wants to take care of it. Because once they finish that process, who's going to start taking off the feathers? Who's going to start salting it? And then who's going to give it to the poor? So therefore, I've heard in the past that they've come and they've taken all the chickens and they just throw it out. So therefore, what was the entire purpose of coming, as if saying you're doing it for the kaparot, but then you're not actually helping the poor with giving them tzedakah? So therefore, that's why there are a lot of people that nowadays that they say that due to the circumstances, right, if a person knows that the shechita is going to be well and that everything is going to the poor people, so then why not? But if right now it's going to happen that either the shechita is not going, is going to be problematic, or the money is not going to the poor, so therefore you do it on money. The last thing that I did want to mention is that you're allowed to do the money by yourselves. A lot of people think that the rabbi has to do it for you. I do not have to do it for you, which means every single one of you could take the money and you could do it on yourselves. Remember, you always do it on yourself first and then you do it on the other people. So you yourself, you're already as if to say atoned, and then everyone else is going to be atoned. That's what happens with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that he first does his own confession and then everybody else. And then what happens is that after already doing it for yourself, right, you do it for the other people. After doing it, you could come and you could give me the money, and then I will go and I will distribute it to the poor people, right, right before Kippur Bezrat Hashem. Remember that all of Aseret Emet Teshuvah is kosher for doing kaparot, which means that you don't have to do it dafka Erev Kippur. You could already do it today. You could have done it already the end of last week. After Rosh Hashanah, you could do it tomorrow. You don't have to wait for the last minute to do it and then wake up. So therefore, you could do it, for example, today, and you could do it yourself. And then give it to me. I do, though, also, if anybody wants, they give me the papers, they fill out the information, then I do it as well for them. However, though, it's not an obligation that I do it for you. You're allowed to do it yourselves, and then you come and you give me the money, and then we will distribute it, Bezrat Hashem. So that's just in order to understand, right, the different talachot of the kaparot.